everyone, and thank you for tuning back into the podcast. This week, I, your host Anne, am going to be talking about the size zero. The size zero emerged in the early 20th century as the fashion industry began standardizing clothing sizes. Initially catering to a niche market, it eventually gained popularity through media and advertising, driven by pursuing an ideal body shape. Did you know the size zero used to not exist? Yep. The size zero was created due to this thing called vanity sizing. Now, vanity sizing is defined as the practice of labeling clothes with a smaller size than the actual cut of the items. In other words, your size 34 is a size 36 or larger. This is done to make the customer feel better about themselves and to make them buy more clothing. Now, at one point, we did have some form of universal sizing across brands. But retailers started figuring out that customers were more likely to buy smaller sizes, so they started altering the numbers. A size 8 was the new size 12, and a size 2 was the new size 6, and the numbers just kept getting smaller. But because of this, there's now a missing smaller size, so they invented the 0 and the 00. The first size 0 was used in 1956 by Leslie Hornby, aka supermodel Twiggy, who used to be known for how tiny she was. But what about the size 000, like triple zero? Like, isn't 10 enough? It's already zero. I mean, what's next? 000000? Women are praised so much for being as small as possible that going down a dress size seems like a major accomplishment. Like, it's a major W for having zero for a size. And companies are aware of this and they want you to spend your money on it. Size zero garments provide options for individuals with smaller body frames, ensuring that they can find well-fitting and stylish clothing that suits their unique body type. It acknowledges the existence of body diversity and promotes acceptance. However, we must also acknowledge the negative effects associated with size zero. One of the most concerning impacts is the effect it has on body image and mental health. The pressure to conform to size zero and adhere to societal beauty ideals can have severe consequences on individuals, particularly young viewers. It can lead to body dysmorphia, low self-esteem, and even the development of harmful eating disorders. Many individuals strive for an unrealistic and often unattainable standard, resulting in detrimental effects on their mental well-being. In addition to the psychological toll, pursuing size zero can also have severe physical health risks. Extreme dieting, restrictive eating habits, and unhealthy weight loss methods pursued to achieve this size zero can lead to malnutrition, weakened immune systems, and hormonal imbalances. Recognizing the potential dangers of pursuing such an extreme body size is so important. Size zero has become synonymous with the high fashion industry, with ultra-thin models dominating the runways, and how many times have we wished we even looked like a fraction of what they look like? And this brings me to beauty standards. The fashion industry is setting unrealistic beauty standards. Did you know that sizes were invented for profitability and profit? Like clothes, body features can change every season. The perfect summer body will be out by the winter or next season. It's a constant fight between our bodies and the garment industry. But let's be real, the perfect body does not exist. As viewers, we must be discerning and critical of the media that we consume. Let's challenge the notion that beauty can only be found in one specific body size. I think it's important to be aware of your vanity size, but at the same time, our self-worth is not determined by how many zeros our size tags have. Let's appreciate and uplift individuals of all sizes, knowing that true beauty lies in the confidence and uniqueness that each person brings to the table. So next time you flick through a magazine or scroll through social media, remember that the images presented are just a narrow snapshot of beauty. Real beauty is found in the vast tapestry of human diversity, and it's time we embraced it wholeheartedly. Thank you for tuning in, and until next time, stay confident, stay empowered, and keep revolutionizing the way we perceive beauty.